Maybe you liked how that person worked, maybe you didn't. Professional service, such as the engineers and the architect, do not have to be bid, even if it's a public works project. Only the actual construction needs to be bid out. The professional services, you can select how you want. I do propose then that next step would be engaging an architect for the final design, you know, the full project, and use them as project management. I don't believe we're best served, given the sort of amount of projects we tend to want to get done in a year, having a staff member serve as sort of the project manager for the project. The architects often do that. They can then, the other design services underneath it, they can coordinate and manage and come right through their price. Those other design services being the plumbing, the electrical, the HVAC, when you actually do the final design, the roof, because you bring the roof in right on that same contract, and it would all be done, and your architect would be your project manager. That's the direction I'm headed. Ultimately, after you pick a design, we would go through a process to pick an architect that would be not only your architect, but your project manager.
I just see this going way more expensive than what you're thinking. An architect alone is really expensive.
Yeah, the architect is going to run, the architect contract is probably going to be about 12 to 14% of your total construction cost. Of that, about half of that is going to then go to subs like the, you know, the mechanical and the electrical that are then filling in the design components based upon the architecture's drawing. So, yeah, when I gave you prices for the pre-design, those were just to pin down some budget numbers, see if we're ballpark, get some ideas. But yes, of a $1.8 million project, probably around 14% of it is going to end up being professional service fees.
Does the early facade work that was anticipated, does that affect anything to do with the roof?
That's what sort of stalled the roof project when it was first put in the budget as much as 4 years ago. We initially just had this section of roof in the budget. We held that up a year so both could come in and we could get a better roof project. And once that happened and the roof assessment was done to sort of get that project going, that's when they said, you know, once you do this, you're going to have to either replace these boards or take them off and put it back. And that opened it up to, hey, let's replace the board. So, you know, I met with a couple architects from the Architectural Review Board. We looked at that. We had some samples and colors. And then that's what led to, well, if we're doing that, we should look at the whole face of City Hall because that's, you know, it's a pretty old style. And so each of these things just built on each other. And that's one of the reasons you sort of see me asking for a little, make sure you know where I'm headed now, because we've had sort of three stops and starts to this project, because every time we took one step, oh, no, let's add this step, let's add this, and I haven't got any of those steps actually taken yet. So I want to make sure as I move this forward, I don't get into what was the original 1.8, just a core project, and someone say, we really should have remodeled some interior space, or we really should have dealt at least with some security or carpet. So I'm trying to throw some of that out there. But so that was the third bullet point was after the pre-design, in my anticipation is using whatever architect we ultimately use for the design, use them for project management. And then you are looking at that 12 to 14% probably of the total project cost. 14% of $1.8 million, you know, over $200,000 of your cost is going to be your professional services. Then my fourth point is to get some idea from you what you expect as the various levels of engagement that you want. When it comes to staff, obviously we have some people with professional expertise and who spend some time doing this. Myself, the facilities manager, building inspector, the engineer, planning, you know, they your planning staff spends their time looking at facades of buildings and evaluating them. So this is something in some communities they just say,
staff,
bring us this, do us the, you know, bring us this project, do it, just bring us the contracts and, you know, the final picture that you recommend, the final architect you recommend. In other places, as far as that level of engagement, the Common Council may elect to get very directly involved. Obviously, you're naturally going to be responsible for approving all contracts. So ultimately, you are engaged in every one of those things. But the question is, what kind of direct participation do you want, like in the selection of the architect? Do you want a committee to be formed that one or more of you are involved in? You know, or do you, do you expect to be engaged in all the levels of detail, such as, you know, the colors used, the door styles, you know, have multiple reviews of the sketches so we keep doing it? I have to have some idea of that so I can tell the architects what to expect and know what kinds of costs and expectation. You know, if you get a bid from an architect and he's thinking, I'm going to have three meetings with staff and then I'll have my pictures to go, and it turns out he meets with staff three times and we have three or four more board meetings, there's nothing wrong with that. We're able to do that. We just need, it's expensive and we need to know it up front because it helps set that expectation, helps get an accurate cost so we can avoid change orders. I know many of you hate change orders. So one way to avoid them is to have a plan and expectation and stick to it. So getting an idea of your level of engagement, and then the last piece that's potentially engagement are the...
Oh, wait, wait. Let's address that one. You guys want to... To what degree do you guys want to be involved? Good. Okay. That answered that question.
Okay. So then staff will find a qualified architect through a process and get the... get that going till we bring you back a pre-design, a recommendation for a contract for a pre-design, and at that point we'll tell you why we selected that person or firm, unless I hear differently.
And then relative to council involvement, after the architect has been designed and we start down the design path, my suggestion is one look and one revision would be my suggestion.
Well, we'll...
We all have, well, there's seven different styles in this.
I know me well enough to know that the scope of services we give that, the ultimate architect we pick for the contract, that scope of services will probably itemize what we expect to see and how many steps we have. So
yeah, they need to tell you how many.
Yeah. So before you approve that, you'll see that again. And I will just note, in case there was, if there was any expectation for citizen engagement, some communities... Trehold, you know, we almost did that for a community center. Had a little citizen group looking at it. It takes time. It takes money. It slows you down. We do have architectural review board and board of public works. So if you set an expectation for me that before you see pre-designs, run them by architectural review board and come to us, tell us what they have. Well, I lose a couple of weeks maybe, but it's something we can do, and it gives you further input. If you want that, I can anticipate that and build that into the timeline.
You know what a camel is, don't you?
Horse designed by committee, yes. Okay, so unless I hear differently, I'm going to focus on this being a quick, staff-driven process.
So the air conditioning's in place by?
Ask me that after the pre-design. Because right now, that's the big thing. We don't have a good sense of the scope of that project. Because exactly what's above the roof, not everybody knows. We're down through four of the bullet points. The last one leads to those extra projects, miscellaneous project additions. A lot of them can be done outside of the larger scope of this project. And I did use a few staff members to develop a broader list. That has probably as much as an extra 800,000. But if I went through and just really quick sort of the top 10 things that you might say, you know what, if I'm doing this 1.8 million, we probably want to do this at the same time so that when we're done, let's have 1 year where we do it all. And let's staff figure out how to do these. They probably, most of them will be outside the scope of what the architect's doing is the bigger exterior addressing. But
what about Where's carpet and...
Well, that's it. I think the sound system in here, we've got numbers somewhere between $28,000 and $35,000. That's been a perennial problem that people have talked about, and at some point very soon it needs to go. Whether we address it this year or not, we will have to. Carpeting, the areas you were supposed to have on this agenda, the one for planning department, but when I dug into the details, I found that there was a difference between the two best bids that I got, that they weren't bid evenly. So we're getting new pricing, and you'll see that on your next meeting. But the ones that needed are assessor, treasurer, health, admin, engineering.
Is carpet in all of those places?
Yeah, and then it's all...
You're missing the one that's going to get you yelling at.
Well, the clerk's already separately budgeted. We have $18,000 in our budget approved as a line item in the municipal buildings budget, and that's
earmarked. Are you talking about replacing carpet with carpet or getting rid of carpet? Because carpet's disgusting. That's my feeling on it.
I'm talking about replacing carpet with carpet, like they did in the library, probably targeting the carpet squares because it improves maintenance. You get a stain. It's designed to be taken out in pieces.
How often do we actually have them cleaned?
Sorry.
The carpet. Yeah, but I mean, like steam clean. That's the thing with carpet. It's just, you know, people walk on it with their shoes. They're outside. They bring in.
It's very rare. It's only when there's spills and stains and that.
So why wouldn't we consider some other product with all the different flooring products that are available? Why stay with carpet?
Well, that's a valid question. The only issue with doing something else is then you've got to now prepare and do something else that's additional cost. That's
for example, the week before Thanksgiving, you know, the hearing room was, I think it was the week before Thanksgiving, the hearing room was emptied out, fully stripped. Maintenance staff came in on the weekends, relaid down, you know, all the 2 coats of polish. So that's, although we don't do much with carpet, we do try to strip and reseal these floors, you know, as frequently as we can with the reduced staff. We used to have twice as many maintenance people and they were full-time. Now we have only one full-time custodian and everyone's part-time. So we don't maintain things quite as well. And, you know, same things with chairs. In Caledonia, every, you know, about 4 years, I would bring a company in on the weekends that would just steam clean every one of the chairs. And it's not something we've, you know, have that kind of money here. You remember from the budget process, we talked about trying to work over a 3-year process, increasing our maintenance budget for interior. So, but anyway, really quickly, so it was sound system.
It might be worth just looking into because you might find a cheaper solution.
And we have professionals in the flooring industry we can ask to give us.
Right.
Carpeting, so for those areas that I listed, not including clerk, because that's already in this year's, in the 2017 budget, probably about $50,000. A lot of communities, once they do anything to the exterior of the building, they want to spend a little money on the landscaping. You know, those berms sort of grew a certain way on their own, and some bushes don't look the same as they did when they're first put in. So you can probably easily spend $20,000 on landscaping. You could spend a lot more. But, you know.
We can replace our weeds with some grass.
There's a separate small air conditioner that has to serve the telephone room. That needs to be replaced because it actually died. So, but that's just probably about $6,500. We have a quote on that already. It got cold enough soon enough, so I haven't had to replace it yet. Wall coverings. Wall coverings and or painting is probably a total of about $30,000. If you ever walk in the back stairwell by the elevator, you can see wallpaper falling off the wall. We attempted to re-adhere it, wouldn't stick.
Next to the exit sign?
Right.
It's In the back.
It started drooping again.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that would probably be something you could do, but you're probably, between wall coverings and repainting, looking about $30,000.
Why don't you just replace wall coverings with paint?
Exactly.
Yeah, you could do that. You could take it all down. But still, taking it all down, getting the adhesive off, repainting, you know, with a more modern, you know, primer and paint in one, that takes money too.
It's also more washable. Yeah. More repairable next time around.
The installation of a card reader system, a security system of some kind.
Card access and IDs.
Card access, particularly if you're going to be remodeling the main entrances to the building. Well, you're already going to be taking out doors and lock systems. You're going to want to wire it while you're doing that. So you would potentially, that be a good time to incorporate that. That might be one piece that you plug in with the whole project. But that's probably more expensive. You can be looking at easily $100,000 for that. Particularly, I would expect that while we have any work on the ductwork, which is going to take out a lot of the ceiling, great time to put in at least a few security cameras that are plugged in to the system already in the PD using fiber we already have. So our backbone is already there, and we can hook up to it with cameras here that would be able to be viewed directly by dispatch. So probably that 100 could go up, but at least a base system with a couple of cameras and a key fob system that's maybe not right into our network, yeah, you could probably do it for $100,000. Bad idea. I just wrote it down. First time someone suggested that to me, the sort of video bulletin boards for agendas and whatnot.
The larger issue is that the front doors, the outside doors stay open.
Right.
The inside doors are the secure doors.
Because if you post something on a Friday.
But I assume that's going to be resolved in
correct.
The
it's on a Monday
in the
morning.
Facade design. That's the architecture question. It's once you've created that space, what are you going to put in that space? And if you're wanting to have that space used for these purposes, that I have to anticipate. Technically they'd be great to have. Our elevator is not ADA and fully handicapped. If we remodeled a bunch of the interior, we would have to fix that. Right now we don't. But you're looking at probably $52,000 just to fix the two ADA aspects of the elevator.
He keeps looking at me because every year I cut that out of the budget. It's first to go.
I can't believe it's only $52,000.
That woman who was kind of off.
The elevator's compliant. The controls are.
Controls are not?
Probably replacing a lot of the ceiling tiles will end up happening. It isn't necessarily in the budget. That may not look bad, but if we end up doing a significant amount of duct work, a lot of that will need to be replaced. Certain areas like the community center, community room area, needs to be replaced. But while you're doing that ductwork is the right time to look at the, you know, any wiring you would have for a door system, a security system, that kind of thing. And then if you get to security where you're looking at, you know, if you want us to do a separate security assessment, which I probably would like to do, to coordinate with the architect, so we could look at, you know, does the counter need to change? You know, you don't necessarily want to go to glass windows with like the police have or say, you know, what do you want? You know,
right.
We don't want to have that everywhere, but what can we do differently? I think that assessment I would probably have going on so that we finish that process while the ductwork was being done and you have open space. And you would want to do that before the HVAC design was done, in case you did anything that restricted air. There is one space that I'm aware of. You will, before too long, see a plan or a request. With the five-year grant that we have, the health department has a new person to try to fit in there. That's probably one space that some internal remodeling could be done to make it work. We were able to get a very generous donation from Northwestern Mutual again that's given us new file cabinet space to eliminate some shelving, given them new cubicle space to be able to structure it differently. It's a whole new setup of furniture for there. But to make that furniture work in the space, I think you'll see Bill come by and do it. That can be tied into this project if there's funding needed, which could be just to move a horn and strobe siren that is in the wrong place in a short wall that's really keeping flow from being used. We have to plan for stuff like that. So that is one piece that you'll probably see the department head bring a request to you much sooner rather than later, since that has started working. And lastly, there was some request in this budget, which we laid over for higher priority technology needs that we talked about in the budget time. If you want to set up a room for a video conferencing of any sorts, we could do that. Those kinds of things that I just talked about to you, almost that whole list that I just gave you, including up to $100,000 for security, which is maybe short, that's probably another $300,000. So the question is, do you want me to spend time pulling some of those pieces together? And if you're still going to get to the $1.8 million, say, if we're doing that much and putting money into the facade, I'd rather borrow $300,000 more and solve some of these. And if that's the case, we'll firm up some of these numbers, talk to some staff, make sure there's things we're not missing. I mean, I've talked to a number of staff, but I haven't talked to each of the department's head to make sure we've cleaned everything up, you know. That's it. That's the last point.
The only other thing, Mark, is with the shooting ranges, any mitigation got to be done there for the lettering, because that could be expensive if it's not already taken care of.
I haven't even looked. Something that's never been brought to my attention.
Okay. So
that may be why it's remained a vacant space.
That may be. Okay.
Mark, I think you're way in excess.
Do you have fundraising on that list?
This is not a $2 million project. This now has turned into a $4 to $5 million project. Just so you know.
Just so everybody knows.
That list I just gave you for those things with the prices that I gave you, you know, a sound system at $30,000, that's just
that's
adding
cheap.
Up to
that's $30,000 is cheap. That's the problem.
Fob systems.
I don't think it'll be $30,000.
Hey, well, the city's so generous. Why don't we put a referendum out there? They just approved the school program.
We don't need to do those things. We can deal with them bit by bit through the annual budget. What I didn't want to happen is to come in with a remodel project that dealt with the front, and everyone said, what about the sound system? What about the carpet? What about... So if you want me to pull those things in, I wanted to know at the beginning so I could get those resources going, so that if we're going to do something with the security system, I've got a time so it's happening when the ceiling is open, and that's cheap to do. And I'm doing
health and safety is first. So you know, if the carpet's really nasty and you know the air conditioning is bad, and there's security issues, those are tops.
Mark, I agree. Come up with a 3 to 5 year plan to do everything in this building, and then the common council's on board to attack these things one at a time, year after year, because we've got a constant approval. We know what we've got to do. Because yes, there's a lot to do in this old building. Plain out simple fact. Well, then let's, instead of piecemealing it together, work on a strategic plan to attack phases of the building appropriately. to get it done once and for all. We can't keep pushing these dollars off and the maintenance of this building off. We've got to bite it and move forward.
With all due respect, using exactly what you said, I would argue against your point, in that if that's the case, with the cost of borrowing so low and everything already going to be sort of upset or in a tizzy, maybe it's the year to say, we're doing most of that on the essential stuff, but let's do another extra $300,000 or $400,000, pick those top things and get that all in, bite it all off, and then you're moving forward and you're not always doing a little something and you never feel like you finished.
Well, I only said that because you said to work it within the budget. You prefaced it right before I made my comment. You said I can do it within the budget. Well, do you have a maintenance budget?
No, the budget is 1.8. That's it.
No.
I don't care.
The,
I know money's cheap to borrow now.
Yeah.
Okay? If we're going to do it, come up with a plan. Borrow the money and let's move forward with this building.
I made something unclear and I apologize. The annual maintenance budget right now for facilities for doing like repairs for, carpet or if the little air conditioner I told you that broke that I was gonna have that I'm gonna have to fix, he's got $20,000 to $24,000 a year. That's it. So when I say in the budget, I mean annually in the capital improvement budget, or the capital outlay budget. That's where he put like the carpet for Sandy's budget is in the capital outlay. $18,000, put it in this year. We have 18, and that she's going to get it this year, or 2017. Planning's is in right now that I told you is coming for approval the next time. So I can do the carpeting over three more years and have everything recarpeted by 2020. $18,000 a year, I can do that.
I've been mayor for 32 months. And the second meeting I had was with Paul when we talked about the Clean Water Fund money, how it needed to be allocated, and I put that in the back of my head and I gave him an idea. And my idea was very simple, run a bobcat through the middle of this place and start over again. That's not going to happen. Then I met with Mark, and we went through this whole list. We've been talking about carpet for 3 years. Been talking about security for 3 years. Been talking about HVAC every summer. At some point, folks, we have this, we are all naturally frugal people. That's the way we are here in the city, Franklin. But at some point, you got to take care of what you got to take care of.
Well, you got to just bring it to us and tell us what you need. I mean, you're acting like.
Well, but Mark's asking for, and I'm asking for direction. If it were me, Mark, bring that package in and the borrowing cost of $12 million, and let's move on.
$12 million?
That's what it's going to take.
Gonna,
we're going to borrow $8 million for our regular borrowing. There's another $4 million there.
No, the 1.8 is already.
Regardless of what the number is,
right?
Regardless of what the number is, you got at some point you got to quit being flipping cheap, chasing pennies, and just you got to do it. I mean, now I'm going to get political. Everybody's jumping up and down about Drexel Town Square. You know, they got this gorgeous new City Hall. You know who paid for that City Hall?
Yes.
Wisconsin Electric.
Yes.
We don't have that luxury. So we can only be cheap for so long before we got to pay the bill. I mean.
You can only defer maintenance so long.
And we've been deferring it. These rooftop units are 19, I want to say 80. Mark, what did I replace this summer? My heating and air conditioning system on a 15-year-old house. You got to do it, folks. We got to quit screwing around. So you guys need to tell Mark, bring it back, or what you want him to bring back. We've already agreed that he's going to get a pre-engineering consult on the HVAC. Now, you guys tell him.
If I guess what I'm hearing, if reading body language in the comments that I got, I think what I should do is work with staff, pull some slightly tighter numbers together for some of these things, and then lay them out and show you what we could do that benefits from doing it while the HVAC project and other projects are going on, and how the others could timeline out. And you can look at those two side by side and say, okay, do I want to wait 3 years for this, or do I want to wait 5 years for this? Or, okay, now seeing these numbers and having a little better sense that they're firmer, let's just bite the bullet and do it. So let me firm that up, because I'm hearing some interest if it's not too bad. And part of that, I think, will be driven by the pre-design of the HVAC. If the HVAC comes back and we're already going to be, you know, $400,000 short and there's barely enough to do any facade work, you're probably not going to want to do it. But if that first number comes in such that you don't have to add too much or anything to get here.
Mark, I'm going to stop you because you're talking yourself into negotiating again. And the other thing that you barely mentioned is if you start in this HVAC, you're not going to have some broken ceiling tiles. You're going to replace ceilings.
Once you go through so much, you end up just replacing the whole thing.
That's right. And that comes at a cost.
I mean, cost of funds. Put that into your equation, because I'll guarantee you right now, you know rates are going up. And borrowing funds, money this year, have Paul work on that, versus 2 to 3 years from now when your bond rate is going to be a lot higher. So it may be advantageous for us with just the pure interest cost that we'll be paying on that.
Absolutely.
It'll be more advantageous to borrow that money now.
And ethically, the stuff we're talking about is long-term borrowing.
Yeah.
It's not like doing long-term borrowing for a police car.
I don't know.
Which we did, Paul.
You know, your quick stuff that you want, I put that wish list.
Suzanne, you got to just jump in.
With that, all the work that you want to have done, if you want to put this facility and get another 20 plus years out of it, you know, and have the technology in here.
I'd like to see a needs and wants list.
Okay.
I had asked this question of you a few weeks ago, why something like the roof didn't have, why it wasn't planned out, why we wouldn't have.
Why we didn't budget replacement costs?
Available, like you do with the fire trucks and that kind of thing. I mean, you know a roof is going to go out, you know an HVAC is going to go out. So I'm just wondering, is that something where we just haven't started that? Is that something where we would be able to start that?
The current funds we have for that same purpose, we don't fully fund yet anyway. So establishing additional underfunded funds probably wouldn't provide a lot of benefit. So we deal with those projects that aren't street replacement or equipment replacement. We deal with them just through the annual capital improvement fund budgeting process. Now, what I'd like to see, and what I've had in other communities I've worked for, is I develop sort of a 10 and 20-year plan. The first 5 years is very detailed. You see what's coming. Years 5 to 10 or 7 to 12, it's sort of a ball of these kinds of projects are coming at you with good specific numbers, estimates what they'll be, and then everything from that 12 to 20 or 10 to 20 is just an idea with a big ballpark, and it sort of has to fall from there into the next funnel. That's just something we haven't developed yet for Franklin. That's where you would see that. You'd see every sidewalk, every parking lot we have, all the HVAC systems. You'd sort of list all of those assets and say, when do we see that coming? We've dealt with it through the budget process, and where you see it now is there is some listing in there for some things going out 3, 4, 5 years, but it isn't, I wouldn't say it's a comprehensive list, but that's where you see it. You'll usually see something pop up there that it sort of comes as a warning. We ask for it and it gets denied 1 year, the next year we're a little more fervent about it, you know, when it really comes to that point.
How soon can you put together a total borrowing amount?
I think until I get that pre-HVAC analysis, it's going to be really tough for me to scope this project because I don't know if I'm using half my money or most of this. That's the key. Unfortunately, the way the
I'm here to tell you, you're using it all just for the roof and the HVAC. It's gone.
It depends. One thing I expect the pre-HVAC will do is he will give us pricing that says you should do this, but you can do this, and you know, maybe we'll do what they did in 1980 and not do some of the things they should have done then because it isn't mandatory.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
One thing that I wanted to ask is, can you find out for sure if this is buildable up?
I can find out what was known. If they did an evaluation of it, Fred was involved.
The library study.
And I guess that.
Because my understanding is that you could build up.
So no, that's a that. I know where that came from. It's not correct. I know where it came from.
Okay. Well, you can talk to me about that.
What I heard was plans to build out this way and build out from that way, which could create second levels. I haven't heard anyone talk about second level above here, but by going out that way because of the slope, you could have two levels of space.
Second level.
Looked at that when they were going to build a library, and could they go up? And that's what he's talking about, is the library study supposedly determined that it couldn't hold the weight.
Close. They looked at it for the library for load bearing on the floors and the footings were too small. And the floor could take the load, but the footings couldn't. And if you can't put the load on the footings, you can't go up.
Are those the people that come to our counter and ask where they can find the stairs to go up? And I say, you are up. And they say, no, we were told to go to the second floor. But they're told that by the people downstairs. But they are looking how to go up.
But now you need signs that say what.
There was a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.